This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for September 21st. I'm Paul Plack. Gamma, NBAA, and AOPA have joined the chorus of boos over last week's slanted story on general aviation airports in USA Today and on NBC's Today Show. Helicopter Association International President Matt Zuccaro says he supports the FAA's move to make formerly voluntary procedures mandatory in the Hudson River VFR corridor. Aspen Avionics says it has received TSO authorization for its EFD-500 and EFD-1000 multifunction displays and the EWR-50 Evolution weather receiver. The units will begin shipping immediately. The Southwest Airlines Pilots Association is ready to run another new contract agreement up the rank-and-file flagpole. Voting starts next month. The union's first settlement took 3 years to negotiate, then was turned down by members in June. Airbus is out with a projection that says the world will need 25,000 new passenger jetliners and freighters over the next two decades, and 1,700 of those could be A380s. The first woman to head the FAA has been named to the board of United Airlines parent UAL. Jane Garvey starts on Wednesday. NASA has announced the crew for what is expected to be the last ever flight of a space shuttle, launching in about a year. Martin Aircraft has an eBay auction going for the chance to become an official test pilot for the Martin Jetpack. And a pilot in Florida has demonstrated what your insurance underwriter has known all along. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero Briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, CFI Bob Miller tells us why his flight school has a policy of avoiding practice areas. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.